No, getting back to the
Basket Social.
Basket Social.
There.
I think Pie Social were more common. I can't think of what his name is. He worked for Ted Brown for a while. He was a cheesemaker.
Yeah, so. In fact, we had a picture today of two people.
There was a Kelso?
And a Wolt. Was it either of them?
No.
Was that Kelso's first name would have been Vino or Vino?
Lino. I imagine. Probably Vino. There was Toivo, Vino, and Ralph, and one more. There were the four boys, and then Alice, the girl.
So there was a T, because the picture said T. Kelso,
yeah.
So it was probably Toivo.
Toivo. Yeah. This guy, he was sort of a clown. I can't think of what his name was now. But every time the pie came up, 10 cents.
That's pretty cheap.
Any pie, he bid that.
Every bit, 10 cents. God damn it, he ended up with two pies.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know who would have said that. He said, now, what do you get for all your bidding on 10 cents all the time? He says, too cheap pie, is it? But I say the pie went better because the Basket Social, or the sandwiches, weren't always what everybody would like, you know.
Sure. More it was so many varieties.
A pie is a pie. It was, yeah. If it was a pumpkin pie, it was pumpkin pie, or cherry pie, they told you what it was.
Yeah.
Whereas in the Basket Social, you really didn't know.
Yeah.
What did a pie normally sell for?
Well, 15, 25. It depends upon who made the pie and who wanted the.
Up to a dollar. You know.
Well, in the Depression, they didn't go that high, honey.
During the Depression?
Yeah. No. I would say this, maybe they did, occasionally. It depended upon if who made the pie.
Somebody were a real
who
good
it.
Pie maker.
So. Who
well,
the,
no,
who
no.
Who was a good pie maker in that area?
The point was that if the woman that made the pie was a girl who made it, and she had two different boyfriends there. They're
That's so it had nothing to do
because
with the pie.
Because they got to eat with her.
Yeah,
it was just competition.
That's right, yeah. That was